Country Bob FM.
Hi, how you doing? Bob
Fantastic.
Almanac.
Yeah, love it.
We'll give away those Merle Haggard tribute tickets coming up. Listen for a quiz question at the end. Friday, November 15th, 319th day of the year, 46 left to go. 1492, Christopher Columbus. He was over here. He was in the Western Hemisphere, and he noted the first ever recorded reference to tobacco. Not sure if he mentioned anything about vaping, but it was tobacco, not. 1492. 1777, the Continental Congress approved the Articles of Confederation. Have people protested the word Articles of Confederation that we need to change that?
I'm sure it's not politically correct anymore.
Because that's a word that existed before the Civil War.
Right.
Confederation, that means a whole different thing. Confederation.
Yes.
And Articles of Confederation is the precursor to our Constitution. This date, 1777, 1806, Zebulon Pike. We need more people named Zebulon, don't you think? We need some kids. Anybody out there, please name your next born son Zebulon. I mean, you call him Zeb for short.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It sounds hip.
I'm in.
But Zebulon Pike spotted the mountaintop that became known as Pike's Peak. And as peaks go, it's one of the best.
You've been there.
Yeah, I've seen Pike's Peak. I haven't gone up.
I haven't gone
up the little monorail train thing, but yeah. I've seen it from the ground. And it's majestic.
It was awesome. I highly encourage you to do it.
1904. To let the best of it begin. So today's patent of the day today goes to King C. Gillette. He patents his Gillette razor blade. It was revolutionary.
Yes.
And then Schick did the same thing. It's been Gillette versus Schick ever since.
It really is.
You know, the Razor Club came out here, and they're trying to battle as well.
Let's put them in the squared circle, and let's see what happens.
Well, you know, they use razor blades when it comes to pro wrestling.
That's right.
As you're aware.
Foreign objects.
1937, air conditioning was used in the U.S. House and Senate chambers for the first time. The big question is, did they deserve it? 1937. Mm-hmm. 1939.
Mr. Carlton Smith speaking to you from the foundation of the Thomas Jefferson Memorial at the Tidal Basin in Washington. The president and his party arrived just a few minutes ago. He stands now before the microphones for his address, after which he will wield the small silver trowel used by George Washington in laying the cornerstone of the Capitol building. Mr. Stuart G. Gibney, chairman of the Memorial Committee.
How about that? FDR, this day, 1939, using George Washington's trowel. As you know, George Washington was a high degree. I don't know how degree he was. He was one of the higher degrees Masons that there were.
Oh, yes.
As well as Benjamin Franklin. I don't know if Franklin Roosevelt was, but he laid the cornerstone of the Jefferson Memorial on the estate, slapped some mud on there, had his tender whip up some mud, and boop, bit, bit, bit. Cornerstone laid. Jefferson Memorial, 1939. 1969. The first Wendy's hamburger restaurant opened in Columbus, Ohio. Dave Thomas was the man. And, of course, their promise to us was more beef.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to deliver more beef in their hamburgers. Neil, do you think they delivered more beef?
I do. I had a Wendy's double with cheese earlier this week, and it was delicious.
1975.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Might not be the version we're used to, but this was the first version. Written by Ed Bruce. Released by Ed Bruce. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. 1975 released. And it was a hit. It was top 20, I think. And of course, Waylon and Willie made it a colossal hit.
Sure.
And then somebody used it as a sign. They used that line as a sign on Monday Night Football when the Cowboys are playing. You remember that?
I do.
1975. 1980. More music here.
I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you.
This song was everywhere. Lionel Richie wrote it. He produced it. Kenny Rogers sang it.
I am your knight.
He's very good. And that's Lady. That was everywhere. Number one pop, number one country, number one reggae. It didn't matter. 1980 and 86.
I'm back on Saturday Night Live. Can't believe it. NBC censors, I don't know, I guess they're on vacation.
Sam Kinison was hosting Saturday Night Live, and it was the second time ever that SNL used a time delay because of Sam Kinison. Yeah. He had been on a couple of times as kind of a guest performer, and he got in a little bit of trouble. So they go, "Well, we'll have you, but we need a delay." And they did this date in 86.
Quite a guy.
What do you think of Richard Petty?
Well, we direct your attention up to turn four, ladies and gentlemen, where for the final time, the legend, the man, the king, Richard Petty, will say goodbye to all the millions of fans who have adored him for many, many years. So on your feet, wave and say goodbye your special way to King Richard Petty.
Richard Petty, final lap this date. Ending up and finishing his 35-year career. You know, if you're going to finish your career, why not do it at the Hooters 500?
Yes.
If you're going to pick an event to wrap it up, why not the Hooters 500 in Atlanta, Atlanta Motor Speedway? That was the stage. Remember that Alabama had a song about him? Richard Petty fans. You remember that? It was a good one.
Yes.
1992. 1993, just when you thought you'd never have to hear this name again. Joey Buttafuoco.
Oh, wow.
He was sentenced to 6 months for the statutory rape of Amy Fisher. Talk about an inner tangled mess and web of lies and deceit and
shootings.
Attempted murder and shootings. And
oh, gosh. No
1993. Good. 1996.
And out-of-date Zubas.
And three.
And bad
count
hair.
Count them, three TV movies. One for every network.
It's deja vu all over again. Less than a year after divorcing Lisa Marie, marrying man Michael Jackson is doing it once more. Diane Diamond takes us down under for tonight's Top Copy.
Sorry, no report from Diane Diamond. We just don't have time.
Right.
But pop star Michael Jackson married
Debbie,
his plastic surgeon's nurse. I would think that Michael Jackson's plastic surgeon had multiple nurses.
I would
all
think
the work
so.
That he had done.
And,
but Debbie Rowe, apparently she was the best looking of the nurses for his plastic surgeon, so he picked her.
I guess.
And she, of course, gave birth to his kids. It was weird.
It was weird.
Everything surrounding Michael Jackson, was it not weird? It was, really.
Weird.
It was 1996, and then 2 years ago.
And, of course, here, Loic and Francois, it is with Alex Rotter at $400 million. Leonardo Salvatore Mundi selling here at Christie's. $400 million is the bid, and the piece is sold.
World record price for a piece of artwork broken in an auction at Christie's, New York. It was Leonardo da Vinci's Salvatore Mundi, the savior of the world is what that translates to, Neil. It sold for $450.3 million. He said $400 million, but you have to add in the 50.3. That's buyer's premium for all those folks out there and know about their rules of auctioneering. So very nice, thank you. We're going to move on to birthdays now today. Again, quiz coming up.
Well, Earl put down his bottle, mashed his foot down on the throttle, and then a couple of boobs with 1,000 cubes and a 1948 Peterbilt screamed alive. We woke up the chickens. We roared up off of that
full trick pass. So C.W. McCall.
What you see is what you get with C.W.
What you see is what you get. What's his real name? It's something Freeze. Is it Bill Freeze? Dave Freeze? Tom Freeze?
I'd have to consult the Bible.
Captain Freeze? Mr. Freeze? I believe if you purchase a Freightliner, maybe a Peterbilt, it comes with a free CD of C.W. McCall's greatest hits. Isn't that right?
I think it
almost should. So 91 for CW today.
You know what? You got spunk.
Well,
I hate spunk.
Yes, he does. But he doesn't have a problem with back hair. Ed Asner he has plenty of it. Last time I saw him on Network Battle of the Network Stars, didn't know who it was out there. Who looked like Captain Caveman.
Sasquatch.
Ed Asner, 90 today. She had a boatload of hits. Downtown, Don't Sleep in the Subway, Neil, is another one.
She was great.
Petula Clark, 87 here today. This guy was on one of your favorite shows.
Well, it's something I'm just blessed with, I guess. Something over which I have no control. It's like the book says, the powers of extra...
But you don't have powers like that.
Oh, no. Well, what about yesterday, Andy?
What about yesterday?
Well, when I told you to think of a number between 1 and 10, then I picked it.
Well, it took you 8 tries.
I got it, Andy. I got the number.
Jack Burns, they tried to bring him in to replace Barney Fife.
difficult indeed.
Big shoes to fill. He was also one of those crash test dummies. Yes. He was the voice. He's done a lot of voices, too.
It, with Avery Schreiber, they were a comedy team.
Burns and Schreiber, that was good, too. He is 86 today.
Where there's a law, I'll enforce it. Where there's a crime, I'll prosecute it. And where there's a victim, I'll speak for that victim. That's my bottom line.
I want that guy to be my lawyer. That's Sam Waterston from Law and Order, 79 on our list today. Let's go to Sweden, shall we? Knowing me, knowing you. There is nothing we can do. Knowing me, something about knowing Swedish you. Women and their ability to harmonize. She's one of the gals in ABBA. She was the auburn-haired. One was blonde. That was Agnetha. This is Anna Frida.
Featured in Mamma Mia, the song.
Well, I'd hope so.
That's good.
I'm not ashamed to say that I really, really, really enjoy ABBA music. I do.
Did you see Mamma Mia?
Yes, I saw the movie. I haven't seen the play or the musical, but I'm sure it'd be good.
Oh, it's so good.
So 1/4 of ABBA, 74.
Lord, it's a miracle! Man up and vanished like a fart in the wind. Nothing left but some damn rocks on the windowsill. And that cupcake on the wall. Let's ask her. Maybe she knows. What say there, Fuzzy Britches? Feel like talking?
Has anybody ever called Raquel Welch Fuzzy Britches before?
I don't think so.
That is Bob Gunton. He's the warden at Shawshank.
Okay. Yes, I know it is.
You know who it is?
Yes, I do.
Bob Gunton. Welcome to Shawshank. He's 74 today.
He should be behind bars!
Sit down and shut up! Move out of that seat and I'll split your lip!
Which would be unfortunate because I think Imogene Coco was a hemophiliac. You might want to check our records. 68, Beverly D'Angelo from the Vacation movies.
Because we all just want to be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars.
Poor Nickelback. I mean, they just were too popular for their own good. People started hating them because they were just so popular. This is the lead singer, Chad Kroeger. He's 45. You know, funny, when he came out and they had all the hits, everybody started sounding like this guy. Everybody on American Idol and all these contest shows. So, 45 for Chad Kroeger. And Cat, our guy, Carl Anthony Towns, leading the Timberwolves to a 7-4 record. They have a game tonight, I believe, at Target Center against the Wizards. So, let's see if maybe he can hit 50 on his birthday. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. How old is he today?
24. Only 24. He's got a lot of basketball left. I mean, how can you not be excited, Neil?
Oh, he's going to be one of the best for sure. Gone, but not forgotten. He was the first of the TV judges that I really remember. He was, of course, Judge Joseph Wapner.
Take a short recess. I'll come back, give you my decision.
We look forward
to it. Take a short recess. I'll come back, give you my decision.
Well, he and Rusty go back and do some shots.
Right on.
Rusty the bailiff.
Yeah, they were partying it up. 1919 for Judge Wapner. What about Whitman Mayo? Remember Grady?
Oh, I love Grady.
I did too.
And the Lord is telling me to get the show on the road.
Well, I don't know what the Lord said, but Fred said no Bible meetings. And since I'm in charge, I'm saying no Bible meeting.
Did he have the best salt and pepper hair, beard combo, mustache on TV?
The best.
Where did Grady rank as far as on the big dummy scale? Was he probably a little bit below Lamont, but maybe ahead of Rollo?
I would say yes. I would put him in the middle there. Absolutely. Whitman Mayo was the guy who played that wonderful character on Sanford and Son. He was born on this day, 1930. Professional Wrestling Hall of Famer Randy Macho Man Savage.
Gene Okerlund right here is a crying doll, and I want you to give that to Tito Santana. Yeah, because things are just popping right now. Things are starting to cultivate. Things are starting to grow. Things are getting real colorful.
Look at that roll.
Just like the silver cloud Rolls Royce.
I'm very
top
curious.
Top of the line.
Wait a minute.
So we had an Aunt Esther cameo and a Mean Gene Okerlund cameo along with the people the Gamba Not Forgotten list.
It's a big day. It is a big day.
He left us too soon.
He absolutely did. Randy Macho Man Savage, born on this day, 1952. We did have a gone rapper of the day, ODB.
You know what that stands for?
Old
Dirty and then a word I don't care to say on the radio.
Oh, yeah. He was a member of Wu-Tang Clan, and he was born on this day, 1968. They're gone, but not forgotten.
All right, the quiz question for tonight's Lay Music Room Merle Haggard tribute.
Merle and Moore.
Merle and Moore, so more than just Merle?
Yes, more than just Merle.
He does other artists? Okay. Yeah.
And let me just say real quick, William Dale Freeze Jr.
Okay.
For C.W. McCall.
Was that one of the first names that did I throw Bill out there?
I don't know.
Or was it Dave or Tom?
Yeah. You threw a lot of
Captain,
them at us.
Captain Freeze, Captain Mr. Freeze. Mr. Freeze.
It was, it's spelled like fries,
Tasty
like French
Freeze.
Fries.
But Tasty Freeze.
Freeze Jr.
So the question today is, today, 1975, Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys was released. It was a single. But it wasn't Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings singing it. It's the guy who wrote it. Who was that guy?
Oh, yeah.
1975. 763-450-0100. Tonight's show at Lay Music Room. Merle and Moore at Lay Music Room in St. Michael. 763-450-0100. Neil, how would you like to start the last no-repeat workday of the week?
Mm-hmm.
A.K.A. a Bob-a-thon long stretch of music without interruption. Holly Dunn, There Goes My Heart Again. Mm-hmm. Joe Diffie, Third Rock from the Sun. Mm-hmm. Or Mel McDaniel, Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On.
I'm going Joe Diffie today.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, everyone.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY.